Well, you'd have thought that a bigger thing as a cow could have pulled her way out of a place like that, but she didn't.
Huh. That's peculiar.
Yeah. But she stuck her head in there, and it, of course, down at the spinal part of it, why it was small. But up at the other part, she had plenty of room to get it in there, but she couldn't get it out.
That is, animals are funny that way. I was watching on TV last night. It had this monkey. They were showing how to trap various types of animals.
Okay.
And they said that you could trap a monkey with a kind of coconut or something, you know, with a hole big enough so that it could get its hand in it. But if it bunched its hand up like in a fist, once it was inside, of course, it couldn't withdraw it. Well, they put something like a sweet potato inside that thing, and the monkey would reach in and grab it. And that the monkey's so greedy, he won't let go of it. So he can't get his hand through, so it's got him.
Yeah.
Real peculiar, you know. All he'd have to do is just let go of it, and he's free. Well, say if you went to the grocery store to buy something, the grocer usually puts your purchase in a
bag.
What is that usually made out of nowadays?
It's made out of paper.
Is there something else kind of like a bag that maybe potatoes or fertilizer or something like that would come in?
Used to, potatoes still do. They come in a jute.
And what?
Jute. But fertilizer, it's put up in paper, and then it has a covering of plastic.
I see. Well, is there any kind of bag or something like that you have around made of heavy cloth, kind of coarse material?
We used to have a lot of them, but I haven't seen one in a long time. I guess they still are, some of them. Shorts was packed in that kind, and some of the chicken feed.
What did you call those sacks?
We just called them sacks.
Any particular kind or just sacks?
Well, we just say a short sack or chicken feed sack.
What are shorts now?
Short sacks. That's short is one of the byproducts of milling wheat.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
That's right. See, the bran, shorts, and then seconds, and then flour.
I see.
That comes out of grinded wheat.
I see. Did you ever hear people call those things toe sacks?
Yeah. They call them toe sacks.
In my part of the country, they, instead of saying toe sack, they usually say croaker sack. Have you ever heard that? To you, is there any difference between a sack and a bag?
Well, when I think of a bag, I always think of it being made of paper.
I see.
When I wear a sack, usually I think of it as being made of, of cloth, plastic, or something of that kind.
I see. Well, say if you had to take some corn to the mill, talking about the amount that you could take at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Was that ever called anything in particular? Just the amount you could take at one time?
Yeah, they did, and I was trying to think of that term. A milling.
A milling?
A milling of corn.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Did you ever hear the term turn used that way? A turn of corn?
Yeah, I heard that too.